This is the Relevant Podcast.
It's episode 1054, and it's a Relevant Podcast. Here in Orlando, I'm your host, Cameron Strang, and joining me still in lovely Southern California, Jesse Carey.
Hello, hello.
From Nashville, Tennessee, downtown Emily Brown.
Hey, y'all.
Ironically, not living in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. And from Austin, Texas, author, speaker, podcaster, Jamie Ivey.
Hey, guys.
Well, we have a great show in store for you today. Coming up later, okay, well, a little behind the scenes, I'm making a game time decision. We have we had a great guest lined up, but I'm decided to bump him. What's his name? Jimmy Kimmel bumps Matt Damon every week. So Tyler Tony from Dude Perfect, you know, just maybe like the biggest or second biggest YouTube sensation in the world. Tyler and his wife Bethany were lined up for this week's show, but you know, Dude Perfect's going to be huge next week or the week after, so we'll have them on in one of the upcoming episodes. But I figured the Jesus Revolution movie is still going strong in theaters.
So
but
crazy.
Probably won't be much longer. This is kind of like the closing window of that record-setting run that they've had in theaters. And Jesus Revolution is highlighted in the brand new issue of Relevant. So I figured this was the perfect week to have the one of the stars of that movie, Jonathan Rumi, on the show today. So while the rundown in front of me says Tyler Tony from Dude Perfect and Bethany, his wife Bethany, we are going to swap it and pull up from the next episode, Jonathan Rumi from Jesus Revolution. So Jonathan Rumi will be on the show today. Don't miss it. It's coming up later. So sorry, Jesse. I know I told you before the show that Dude Perfect was going to be on the show today. I know you were kind of excited about that.
Yeah. They have the coolest and most wholesome jobs ever. You know,
right.
Like, you know, just doing like crazy trick shot videos. You know, even I have a 10-year-old son who will spend hours in the yard making Dude Perfect, you know, his own kind of little courses and stuff. Dude, they are living the dream. Like if you were to tell someone at the age of 8, you can be anything, you could have any job. They're like, well, I want to just invent cool sports and do trick shots and hang out with my friends all day and make videos and put it on, you know, that's it. Good on them. And aren't they building like Jamie, you're in Texas. Aren't they building like $100 million like facility there?
100% up north of Dallas. They are. Yes.
And it's in Frisco. Yeah.
Frisco. Yeah.
It's like, and like I a Dude Perfect this. Arena or something, like a trick shot
yes.
arena sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I only know two of them. And when I say no, it's very loosely. Like, I mean, we know each other. They used to go to our church. They are like
Did
the
they
real
backslide?
Deal. They are. No, they're no backsliding. Oh. They are the real deal. They are so kind. They would always stop and take pictures with my kids. And in fact, one of them was just at our church 2 weeks ago. He was in town for South By and he stopped and had chatted up with my kids. My kids are older now. They're like 17. And they're like, I said, do you want a picture? They're like, Mom, stop. Like, please don't even. So no picture was taken, Jesse.
It doesn't surprise me. They went to your church and are very friendly to the youth of that church because they've essentially have monetized funny youth group summer camp games. They have figured out a way right. to make a living like doing like the egg toss that you do on the first day of like youth camp or whatever. They just said that they're just like, hey, let's just take those up a notch. Let's just take all those weird little youth group games and just make videos out of them. It's like, oh, and that. And it worked. Good
it's
on
crazy.
Them, man.
That's so funny. It's crazy. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, last week we debuted the game 5 second rule. We're doing it again. We're bringing it back. I loved it. I had fun with it. We're bringing it back. And but right now, nice. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Slices.
Yeah.
listening to Phoenix and Claro. The song is After Midnight.
The wait is officially over. Ann Wilson's newest album, Rebel, is out now. Following up on her Grammy-nominated debut album, My Jesus, her sophomore project is jam-packed with 16 songs and features guest artists including Chris Tomlin, Lainey Wilson, and Jordan Davis. Blending her love for God with her roots in all things country, Ann is a true rebel in modern music. Be sure to check out Ann Wilson's newest album, Rebel, available now everywhere you listen to music.
Okay, it's time for
slices.
All right, what do you have, Jesse?
All right, well, this is a slice near and dear to my own heart here. So I don't know. I've said this before on the podcast that if I hadn't married a brilliant financial mind, my wife Dana is very good with numbers and finances and organization. And adherence she to tax is, law.
And she's helping fix me and relevant. And I'm very, very grateful for your wife right now.
Well, I am too, because as I said before, if it wasn't for her, I'd be in jail for unintentional tax evasion.
She literally is helping me, because last summer when we were staying with you guys, I was telling her some of the things that I did during the pandemic. And she's like, you literally are going to go to jail if I don't get involved and help you. And I was like,
wow, okay,
please do. And she got into our books and she's like, you are so lucky that I'm fixing this for you right now. So it's like, no hyperbole. I mess things up so badly. She is a wonderful person, and I am not in jail because of Dana Carey. So thank you very much, Dana Carey. So
we love Dana.
Well, she has been, she has very many positive attributes, but the fact that she alleviates the fear that I will somehow make a mistake in taxes, run afoul of the man, is a very good attribute. But guys, I'm not alone. If you have anxiety about taxes, you are in the company of most Americans. This is a study from Wallet Hub. You can read more analysis of it over on relevantmagazine.com. People, they did a survey, Wallet Hub, of individuals of things they would rather do than do their taxes. I love the options that came up for people too. It was some real creative thinking on their part. So 49% said they'd rather do perform jury duty than do taxes, which I've never done jury duty. Wow. I'm kind of eager to do it. So
how do you perform jury duty?
Well, I'll say this. They would rather
show up, your civic duty.
You just kind of, I guess you just sit there.
I don't think you perform it. I think you.
I don't know. Some people put on a performance. I think they perform.
Oh, I would. If I was on jury duty, oh, heck yeah, I'm performing. Yeah. I'm coming in with a briefcase. I'm objecting immediately to something.
You're and never going to get picked.
When I'm informed that that is not my role, I
object the objection.
Objection, sustained, sustained. Yeah, you can't handle sustained. Like it is my theater. I cannot wait for the day I get jury duty.
That's how you perform jury duty. You get it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry. It should say would rather do than do your taxes. So jury duty, 49%. 36% said they would rather talk to their kids about sex than do the taxes. Here's on the last week's show. Yeah, they still do it on the kid's birthday. Go back and listen. It'll make sense. I'm not just some weirdo. 26% said they'd rather miss a connecting flight. 16% said they'd rather spend a night in jail. 15% said a swim with sharks. And 13% said a drink expired milk. What? Okay, this is not some fresh take here. And I'm not going to sound like some internet, crazy person that goes up to like a traffic stop and rolls their window. You ever watch those videos where someone, there's like a DUI stop or they get pulled over and they roll their window down like an inch and they're just talking through, I'm an American citizen. I know I'm a constitutional scholar officer. I just want that to be clear before we start our transaction. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those people, but I will say this, there's gotta be a better way here. Like, there is mass anxiety about there are so many people out there that want to do the right thing. I want to pay my taxes. I have no issue. I understand. I benefit a lot from the infrastructure and the schools and everything. I'm in. I'm a citizen. Government, do it. Like, take the money. Like, you know how much I owe. Like, you know my income. You can literally seize my assets if you want to. Can I just sign a piece of paper that's like, I'm good with you, you? I trust you guys. I mean, look, it can't be any worse than me doing it.
It really is weird. Your point is valid. It's like, they know how much we owe. We have to figure out how much that is. And then they are like, nope, you're wrong. You're going to jail. I mean, it's like, you know how much it is. Like, just tell us and then we'll pay it. Like, why do we have to play this game?
It's like going to the grocery store and I load up the cart. And they're like, all right, guess how much it is? I had 2 liters of Coke. Is it three bucks? If you get it wrong and walk out that door, we're going to get you for shoplifting.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you overpay, it is going to be a whole thing to get that money back. I mean, I hope you got some paperwork. I hope you're ready to do some paperwork here to get the money that we owe you back. There's got to be a better way. And I know this is like a rant that people hear all the time.
Flat tax.
But a study like this, it just highlights the absurdity that you'd literally have people say, listen, if someone would do my taxes for me, I would go spend a night in jail. No problem. You know what I mean? Like, and by the way, yes. If you don't do it right, you're going to spend more than a night in jail. Yeah. Go ahead, Jamie.
I am 44 years old.
Dang.
I have never, I know, I have
no, that
never,
was ju- that was the
ever,
Kevin Hart bit.
Ever.
The Don Cheadle never. Kevin Hart thing. Come on, you know what
I
was doing.
But I still got to call you out for it. I got to defend Jamie.
I have never, ever, ever done my taxes.
Oh,
Jamie,
shouldn't admit that.
Ivy.
Have you ever paid your taxes?
No, somebody does them for
jail.
Me.
Oh,
like, okay.
No. What I'm saying is, like, I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, my mom did them for me, and then my husband does them. I wouldn't even know what to do. If you're like, you need to file what? I don't even know. I don't even know what I need. Nothing.
Where are these files? Like,
what files? I'm like literally like a 1950s
what you do. You
housewife
call,
that doesn't even know what's going on.
It's Dana@relevantmediagroup.com.
I don't need anybody because Aaron does it, but I'm just like, I've never had to do this, Jesse. So I don't even know.
I use TurboTax. This is not an ad, but I've always just used TurboTax.
Like, where are we going with this?
Because it's always
easy. And if you use promo code Emily J,
we need to get 15%
off. Yeah,
TurboTax really is like dummy proof. Like, they truly are like, put this file here. It will have this at the top. Like,
it's like Clippy from Microsoft Word. It's right. And then it's like, you do this and then you do it and they go, are you sure? Yeah. Right. And it's like,
and every single time I hit submit until I like get like an email or a letter confirming it, I am terrified I'm going to go to jail for tax fraud somehow. Like, I do it. It's so simple. I do not have, like, my W-2 is very simple. And yet I think because I just don't understand why I'm having to do all this and all of these things. It is terrifying. And it's like, I don't even have complex taxes, but yet it still gives me anxiety.
It's tax season, kids. I mean, it's like everything's due in like 2 weeks, so you better do it.
Yeah. Oh, I do have to do
it. Yeah. But think about how absurd that is. I have to pay a service of money to pay the government money. Like, it's like, this is a racket. There's got to be a better way here, guys.
Do they guarantee you're not going to go to jail?
They do have an audit coverage thing that you can upgrade to pay for. I mean, you can be like, for only $50 more, you can have an audit protection service added onto your filing. But anyway, if you get flagged, that they would, you know, cover your audit for you. But anyway, they are working on, I saw a bill was being introduced to have a truly free option for Americans to file their taxes, because it's true. Like, right now it's a racket. Like, you have to pay somebody $30 to $50 to just file your taxes, and it's ridiculous. So anyway, it's tax season, kids. You got 2 weeks. Get on it. All right. What do you have, Emily?
So the directors of the recent movie Jesus Revolution, Andrew and John Irwin, have announced
the record-setting hit Jesus Revolution. Who saw that coming, by the way? Very good movie.
One of the things, just like, I want to say this, Cameron, when you're like, where were you all these times? I went to the premiere in LA for that movie.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Emily went to the set while they were filming that movie. So she went up to you.
Even better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Yes. So Jesus Revolution, awesome, great. Everyone's excited about it. And the directors are already looking forward to their next movie. And this time they have announced that 2-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank will be starring in it.
What?
Yeah.
It's the movie is called Ordinary Angels. It's based on a true story. And Hilary Swank is set to be the lead, which is just really huge. Like, I think it kind of shows the success of these kind of movies, you know, like these aren't for so long, you know, a Christian movie, just to be honest, like, you know, no one knew who any of the actors were in any of these movies. And
Kevin
now it's
Sorbo
like,
is a national legend. What are you talking about?
To whom? So like they're having these huge names that want to be a part of it. And so I think that's just, it's a really exciting, I think, step to see kind of where the evolution of Christian movies are going. You know, she's a great actress. So I think that's going to like just really like bring up the caliber of the movie. So I'm excited to see it. Interesting.
And hey, they have a good track record. It's coming out in October. So this was actually already in motion even before Jesus Revolution was a hit. One of the interesting things I learned about Jesus Revolution in the article, which is unique. Okay, so zooming out, what usually happens with these Christian movies is they, you know, somebody raises money, they shoot this low budget Christian movie. It's not too bad. They go find a distributor. So like they'll, you know, Lionsgate or Sony or somebody will, you know, get it into theaters. So Lionsgate is the is who got Jesus Revolution into theaters. What I learned in our article is not that wasn't what happened with Jesus Revolution. Lionsgate actually came in at the beginning and was part of the funding and everything of this. They saw the script of a movie called Jesus Revolution and said, we're going to make this movie. That's crazy. It's like an actual studio film, Jesus Revolution. It's not like a little self-funded Christian low-budget movie. And so that's different. And so that's why, you know, it's kind of remarkable. And now they immediately are now doing this Hilary Swank movie. It's the same filmmakers and stuff. So this is kind of a new lane for really Christian filmmakers. You know, it's like actual studio films that are faith-based movies. So that's why it's a higher caliber, it seems like, you know. So anyway, very cool. All right, what do you have, Jamie?
Okay, this is good news for us, guys. We may be having to file taxes and all these things, but here's the good news. According to the 11th annual World Happiness Report, which coincides with the recent International Day of Happiness, here's the good news, guys. People are actually slightly happier than they were before the pandemic began. Does anyone feel that in your own personal life?
In a way, yes, because I think the pandemic forced me to address a lot of things I was not happy with, because I had all this time on my hands to really assess what was going on. Like, before the pandemic, I was in a very different job, city, all of that. Like, where I am now has changed a lot, and I would say I'm much happier.
You're happier. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the report suggests that one key factor is our ability to care for one another in difficult times. So according to the survey, benevolence to others has risen by around 25% since the pandemic began. That is good. We are taking care of our fellow humans. Positive emotions have remained twice as prevalent as negative ones, and feelings of positive social support are twice as strong as those of loneliness. So in the midst of a million studies coming out right now about mental health, the World Happiness Report says that actually people are a little bit happier on the other side of a global pandemic that was really, really terrible for a lot of people's lives. Now, I want to tell you this too. You guys know the happiest nation in the world?
Finland.
Cameron, Emily, you might have read this. Finland.
Yeah. Was it? I was just guessing. Are you serious?
Oh, you were just guessing? Well, no, it's all relevant.
I've seen that on like a show or something. I've just heard that out. In
the, I think it's been really the happiest nation for like a couple years now, too.
I was like watching like somebody feed Phil or something like that. And he was in Finland and he like mentioned it. So
Yeah, 6 years in a row, Finland came in, followed by Denmark and Iceland, which I would love to visit Iceland. Now that I know this, I definitely want to go. The U.S. came in at number 15, which is one step up from the previous year. So it's some good news. There's some challenges around the world. Obviously, Ukraine has seen a decline because of what's been going on the past couple of years with them for obvious reasons. But all in all, people are saying that people are nicer now. And it could be because of the pandemic. Or maybe.
So people are nicer now. That's what they're saying? Like happier or nicer?
Yeah, kinder and nicer and happier. Yeah.
I was just having a conversation with someone the other day about just how, you know, post-pandemic, it did just give like a fresh perspective on a lot of things. Like, you know, social dynamics, I feel like, you know, were altered where, you know, I mean, I was already friends with a lot of people like in my neighborhood or whatever, but like we became like tight. You know what I mean? Like it was like extended family. And I feel like, you know, a movie night in mm-hmm. now it's like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. You know what I mean? Like where it like taught a lot of us, I feel like, the value of being bored every once in a while and being content with not been doing much, which I feel like was kind of a lost value in like hustle culture. And man, I really came to appreciate that. And I definitely feel, you know, I don't know if, I guess if I had to put the term happiness on it, I would probably say I'm happier post pandemic.
Well, I love too that it suggests that one of the key factors of people being happier is our ability to care for one another. And so like I haven't seen the report, so there could be a lot of other things on there too, but the benevolence to others, like I said, has risen 25%. And I think that is just a really cool thing to think about, that like you are a happier person when you care about the people around you and when you're not just thinking about yourself. And so that's a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Things are going in a good direction, which if you looked at the news, you wouldn't think is the case. So,
right.
If you think of relevantmagazine.com, it would be the case.
Yeah, because we don't cover what's on the front page of NewYorkTimes.com most of the time.
I wouldn't pitch it like that, but yeah.
You focus on other areas.
Yeah.
The happy areas.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. That'll do it for Slices. Stay tuned. Up next, Jonathan Rumi joins us.
For the weekend, bring a new boy and a few friends. I said I'm okay, I don't need that. Are you okay? Are you okay?
You're listening to Bell, B-E-L, all caps. If you're spelling it out, it's not B-E-L-L. The song is Are You Okay?
Well, today's show is brought to you in part by Crown College, a boldly Christian and academically excellent college providing a lifelong, authentic community. Crown offers on-campus, online, and graduate programs, 18 NCAA Division III sports, international service opportunities, and a vibrant student life. Discover why Crown College is ranked top 3 in America for online Christian education. Visit crown.edu today.
Well, our guest today is Jonathan Rumi. You probably know him as Lonnie Frisbee in the hit movie Jesus Revolution. Or if you're a fan of The Chosen, you probably recognize him as none other than Jesus. This dude is starring in two huge Christian projects right now. Well, Emily recently talked to him where he gave us kind of a behind the scenes look at filming Jesus Revolution and how he's using his career and platform for something much bigger than himself. Here's our conversation with Jonathan Rumi.
There is an entire generation searching.
Slow down, man, slow down.
Just in all the wrong places. If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. In your church, that's a door that's shut.
Did you know anything about the story of Lonnie or the Jesus Revolution before you started?
I remember seeing images of that magazine, but I didn't know anything about it. I grew up Catholic, so I had no real context for it. You know, the closest thing I got to that movement would have been like folk music, like folk music played in churches, which were sort of an offspring of the Jesus Revolution, the Jesus People movement, with Jesus Rock, that kind of went from the non-denominational side or the evangelical side to, and then crossed over to the Christian side, to the Catholic side, I should say, and was like a mainstay in a lot of churches for usually a Sunday evening mass you could get, like, they would call it the folk mass. And so I think that was a holdover, but I never knew the origins of that.
Do you feel like you relate to Lonnie's character in any way, or do you feel like he's just completely different from who you are?
No, I mean, he loved Jesus. I love Jesus. You know, he likes to talk about, he likes to witness to his faith. I like to witness to my faith. I don't have the boldness in the same way that Lonnie did. I think if I have any courage, it's in kind of like in ways that have to do with my career and being a Christian as an actor and being open about it. That's my version of boldness as a witness. But I certainly did not have boldness that he did, which, I mean, he could just walk up to a crowd of kids on the beach and start talking about Jesus, and they were mesmerized. And next thing you know, they're in church the next week. So that's a whole other gift that I don't possess. So, but I think that the love of God is the thing that bonds us. And
this thing that we found, I feel like I belong.
You're going to need a bigger church.
It's so interesting to hear you talk about this too, because you very famously play the role of Jesus. And I'm just curious, you know, are you drawn to these faith projects, or do they just come your way? Like, how do you decide which project you're going to take?
I think God decides, and then I either agree with him or I don't. you know, I discern everything that I do, and I've had stuff come to me that is substantial, and I've turned down for one reason or another. It just didn't resonate, and I always check with the spirit or my gut, as some people say, or instinct, and like, but I check and I discern everything, and I say, should I be doing this? Should I be, you know, is this the next project or relationships? Is this person? What do you want me to see about this person, about this project, about this thing, God? You know, just show me if this is right, and if it's not, take it away. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it happens with projects. And that's how one of these was, you know, that's how this project was, rather. Like, the script came to me, I read the script, I prayed over it, and it felt like the right move.
Why do you think this is a story worth retelling, especially today?
I think people are always searching for meaning and identity and purpose. And when the end of that search is anything other than God, you have catastrophe, you have unfulfillment. And the hippies went through it. Everybody in every generation goes through it at some point in their life. And so, do they try replacing it with money or sex or power or authority or celebrity or notoriety? If you don't have God first and foremost in your life, as the reason for your life and the motivation for everything you do, everything else is just going to be an attempt to try to fulfill that meaning in some other way that usually leads to self-destruction of some sort or spiritual destruction. And the hippies in Lonnie's generation admitted this. They tried LSD, they tried opening their minds, and they tried having these encounters, but they were facsimiles of authentic encounter. And the authentic encounter came with their encounter with the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. Once they did realize that, their lives changed, and churches were birthed, and it was known as the last greatest spiritual movement of America in 50 years and beyond. You know, so we're hoping that, and I think it's beginning to happen. You see signs of it now, but we're hoping that this movie can contribute to a new revival, because I think, you know, culturally, we're at a place where people are searching, and they're searching hard, and they're looking in all the wrong places, to quote myself in the film. And it's true. And I think it's going to resonate with so many people for that reason. can. We just hope that this becomes just an opportunity to explore what it means to have a relationship with God.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
That was Jonathan Rumi. Make sure to check out Jesus Revolution. It's in theaters now. Or check out The Chosen. It's actually really good if you haven't seen it. You should. And if you'd like to read more of our conversation with him, check out our feature on Jesus Revolution in the spring issue of Relevant. You can find it right there at relevantmagazine.com. All right, stay tuned. Up next, it's 5 Second Rule. Listening to Gus Dapperton. The song is Horizons.
Hey, if you like this podcast, but you might like it better if there were no ads, you can do that. Head over to relevantmagazine.com and sign up for Relevant Plus. For just a couple bucks a month, you get this podcast ad-free. You get ad-free unlimited reading at relevantmagazine.com, including the full podcast and magazine archives, our beautifully designed digital issue, and a little more. Check out all the info right there on the Relevant Plus tab at relevantmagazine.com.
All right, the game is simple. We played it last week. We're bringing it back. I'm going to give each of you one topic. You will have 5 seconds and 5 seconds only to name three things about that topic. For example, if I say name three colors, you'll have 5 seconds to name any three colors. If you can name three things in the time limit, you get a point. If you can't, then no points for you. That's a soup Nazi reference. Jason, our producer, get on the mic. You are the timekeeper and scorekeeper. This is a stressful job for you.
So stressful.
Are you up for it?
I am fully prepared. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Jamie, I know this is something I can literally see the sweat on your forehead right now. This is her nightmare.
I'm ready.
Just for the listener to know Jamie's personality, this encapsulates it. You know, table topics, when I ask the cast like spontaneous, just, you know, random get to know you questions. Jamie, when we first started doing this a couple years ago, she texted me and she said, "Hey, if you ever do that again, could you send me the questions in advance so I can prepare?"
I just freeze. I'm like, I don't even know my name. I don't even know where I live. Like, I can't even answer this question. So what's my biggest fear? I don't know my name.
Jamie, I feel like we're similar in a lot of ways, but that is one way that I feel like, look, man, I'll overthink the heck out of something. Like, and second, I'm a terrible texter. Like, I'll start typing out a text, delete. No, that doesn't sound right. No, do I need a period? I overthink. Dude, if I'm in the moment, there's no time to think. I'm better if you limit my thinking. Like, that's what I've just learned about myself.
So 5 second rule is Jamie's worst nightmare.
I'll be honest. I think I'm with Jamie on this one. I don't know how we're going to go. I want to put this out there. I do not expect myself to do well. Maybe I'll surprise myself, but I just want to set the expectation incredibly low for the listeners.
Okay. Derek won last week. I'm coming for a W today.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go in a circle based on the order on the screen, the faces on my screen. Yeah. Here we go. So Jamie, you're up first. Three things you can find in a church basement.
Hymnals, dust, and pews.
There you go.
Bodies. Go. Sorry.
Jesse, three movies that won an Oscar this year.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, The Whale, and Avatar, for effects.
Did the Whale actually win anything?
He won.
Best
actor. Brandon Fraser. That's right. You're right. You're right. Terrible acceptance speech.
But I think you spent 5 seconds saying the entire... Everything.
That's bad.
That's 5 seconds.
Tar. Yeah.
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. All right. He didn't hesitate. Yeah. All right, Emily. Yeah. 3 months of the year.
January, February, March.
Oh, there you go. Jamie, three things that can fit under the bed.
Shoes, socks, and wrapping paper.
Bodies.
Jesse, three things you spread on toast.
Peanut butter, butter, and honey.
Emily, three animals you would like as pets.
Hamsters, rats, chinchillas. I keep yelling. I'm so sorry.
Rats?
I got into a rodent category and I had to stick with it. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not giving her rats as a pet.
Whoa,
I'm not giving her rats.
They're certainly pet rats.
No, they're not pet rats.
There are pet rats.
There are not pet rats. Where's pet rats at a pet?
Okay, wait. I looked up. Can you have a pet rat? And Google says many people own and enjoy pet rats.
Oh, fine. All right. If Google says it.
They carry germs.
Google says it's true.
If Google says it, it's okay. I've just never been to a pet store that sold a rat.
However, they carry germs and they can't be trusted.
All right, Jamie. Here we go. I mean, we're tied right now. If we count rat, then we're all tied. Here we go.
We do count rat.
I'm team rat.
If the group decides, then we'll count it. Okay. Jamie, three things to do on a weekend.
Bike, run, and watch TV.
Watch Survivor. All right. Jesse, three Christmas decorations.
Candy canes, Christmas lights, and tinsel.
Emily, three things to do during indoor break time.
Sleep, read, write.
Indoor break time.
I don't know what that means. I'm just
trying to clarify what that is.
Hey guys, you guys are all working really hard today. Break time. Keep it indoors and indoor break. You know, 15 minutes. So don't wander off.
Maybe it's raining.
Emily, did you get this game from like a jail website? Hey, is this for like inmates?
Nah, probably. I'll be honest. I got it. The internet's a crazy place. Who knows where I got it from?
This is from warden.com, wardenideas.com, indoorbreaktimegames.com.
It's indoor break time. Why don't you go spend some quality time with your pet rat, and so we'll circle back in about 20 minutes to get some rat time. Rat time, everyone.
All right, Jamie, here we go. Name three things at the beach.
Swimsuits, sand, and beach balls.
Jesse, three things that protect you from the sun.
Sunscreen, t-shirts, and sweatshirts. Does that count?
We finally have a buzzer. Okay, Emily.
Yeah.
Emily, three things you use ice for.
Water.
Like melting it? Is that where you're ordering? But I think Emily got confused. I think she thought like the four ways that ice can be, you know, as matter, and it was liquid, solid, gas. But it was close. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Jamie is officially in the lead. She's the only one who got a point that round. There you go. Okay, here we go. Two last rounds. Here we go. Jamie, three reasons why you like autumn.
The trees, the weather, and the dancing.
Dancing?
I don't know what that means, and I don't know why I said that.
I'm not accepting dancing.
Maybe there's like a barn dance in the fall. It's like a school dance.
In Texas, there are fall.
I'm not accepting dancing as an autumn activity.
I can't think of a single fall.
No, that's not a fact. Nope, not counting. Okay, so we're officially tied. Here we go. Not happening. All right, Jesse, you can catch up with this one. Here you go. Name three reasons to talk loudly.
Dancing. Yelling at your rat. Oh, gosh. Water. Dumb rat. Stupid pet rat.
Emily, name three things you do after school.
Homework, sleep, eat.
Ooh, Emily's in the lead. Okay, last round. Jamie, name three things in your bedroom.
A bed and a sheets and a light, a lamp.
Okay. Jesse, name three vegetables.
Carrot, celery, and cucumbers.
All right, Emily, name three animals that live in the ocean.
Fish, shark, whale.
Is fish an animal?
I think a shark is a fish. Right?
That's fine. That's all good.
Hair, sharp hair. I give it to her. First, you can't have a pet rat. Now, it can't be a fish.
Okay, Jason, in my head, Jamie won by one. Is that right? Who's the winner?
If we count the last one that Emily just got, then Jamie and Emily are tied. Jesse's down.
Okay, we need a tiebreaker then. Here we go. We're going to go until one of them fails. Jamie, three animals that have four legs.
Dogs and cats and donkeys.
Emily, three desserts.
Cheesecake, pie, ice cream.
Jamie, three clothes you wear during winter.
A jacket and some socks and a hoodie.
Emily, three rooms of the house.
Living room, bedroom, dining room.
Jamie, three board games.
Monopoly, Phase 2, Phase 4, and Uno.
Emily, three football stadiums.
Wait. You said board games.
Oh, there you go.
I knew it.
All right.
I went on a technicality.
All right. Congrats, Emily. Well, before we wrap things up, I want to thank Jonathan Rumi again for joining us. Make sure to check out him in Jesus Revolution, which is, I think, still in theaters. If not, probably just the last week or two. It's had a record-setting run over the last couple months. Also, make sure to see him in The Chosen. He's amazing as Jesus in The Chosen. Really, you should watch it. Also, make sure to check out our feature on Jesus Revolution. It's part of our spring issue of Relevant, which is out now. It features Michael B. Jordan on the cover, talking about the direction that he took his new movie, Creed 3. Make sure to read that story. You can check it out at relevantmagazine.com, right there in the magazine tab. There's also some great pieces with Beth Moore, amazing conversation, Asbury Outpouring, and kind of what really happened there and the full story of that experience and that movement and kind of what's next with that. We talked to Anna of the North. We talked to Fitz and the Tantrums and a lot of great artists. You can check it out all for free in the ad supported experience. You can also sign up for Relevant Plus and get the beautifully designed enhanced edition. You can download it right away. But you can sign up for Relevant Plus. Plans start as low as $250 a month. It's the ad free and premium experience with our content. You can get this podcast ad-free. You can experience everything at relevantmagazine.com ad-free and more. It's all explained right there. Just click the Relevant Plus tab at relevantmagazine.com. Also, follow us on all the socials. Check out our playlist on Spotify. There's a lot going on. Don't miss out. Keep in touch. Hey, and spread word about the podcast if you like it. We have fun doing it. Tell your friends. Why not? We love it. All right. On that note, we'll wrap it up. I'm Cameron Strang.
I'm Jesse Carey.
I'm Emily Brown.
I'm Jamie Ivey.
We will see you on Friday. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Relevant Podcast. Check out our features, interviews, and news updates every day at relevantmagazine.com. And make sure to follow Relevant on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest. For more great podcasts, browse the shows on the Relevant Podcast Network, which you can find at our site. And while you're there, don't miss the all-new era of Relevant Magazine. A new issue releases every other month at relevantmagazine.com.
Sustained? You can't handle sustained.
Relevant Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.